You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it is time for another Halloween film review with me, Amelia Hilton, and Alan Russell. And today we are reviewing Halloween from 1978. This is an American independent slasher film directed and scored by John Carpenter. It stars Donald Pleasance and Jamie Lee Curtis in her film debut. It's set mostly in the fictional Illinois town of Haddonfield and follows a mental patient, Michael Myers, who was committed to a sanatorium for murdering his teenage sister one Halloween night during his childhood. He escapes 15 years later and returns to Haddonfield, where he stalks teenage babysitter Laurie Strode and her friends. So before we jump into our review, let's listen to a clip.
Linda checks her bag, then jogs up to her house. Laurie and Annie continue forward. Laurie slows. The shape stands ahead of them, half on the sidewalk, half behind a hedge. He slips behind the hedge.
Oh, look.
Look where?
Behind the bush.
I don't see anything.
The guy who drove by so fast, that one you yelled at?
Oh, subtle, isn't he?
Annie strides toward the hedge.
Creep.
There's no one there.
Laurie, dear.
He wants to talk to you.
He wants to take you out tonight.
Annie stands with her hand on her hip. Laurie jogs up to the hedge. Annie motions with her head as Laurie looks behind the hedge.
He was standing right there.
Poor Laurie. Scared another one away.
It's tragic you never go out. You must have a small fortune stashed from babysitting so much.
Guys think I'm too smart.
I don't. I think you're wacko. Now you're seeing men behind bushes.
Looking forward to this one. You mentioned it was a slasher film. Kind of probably the first one of that era and kicked a lot off at that time when films really went for it. You know, the blood, the gore and the suspense and a lot of music in this film as well.
Yeah, and it was your recommendation that I watch this because I'm getting into my horror. It's really interesting because I think it was the first of its kind in many ways. It inspired the concept of a final girl. So kind of Jamie Lee Curtis is someone who all of her friends get murdered and she has to face off the baddie at the end, which was then picked up by loads of other horror films going forward.
Yeah, you've got films like Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street kind of followed on, I think, from that kind of style of movie as well. And as you say, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis is the one he's stalking. People fall prey on the way to finally getting to her. And it kind of kicks off a whole load of these films which she's in as well. And you think, this guy is indestructible.
This film is all about suspense and perspective and, as a viewer, a lot of the time the camera is showing things from the killer's point of view, or you're made to be kind of a voyeur in this scary, scary night. But it is amazing how many times you think she should be safe and then she's not safe anymore. And I found myself getting a bit frustrated at Laurie's character for not doing some things, but I guess that's part of the horror package, right?
That just keeps it going, doesn't it? Leads you on to the next incident or whatever and builds that suspense. And I think that is part of it. And you mentioned the viewpoint from his mask, which is really good. I think it adds a lot to it because he doesn't talk in this. You can see bits from his perspective, but you hear him breathing through it. And it is quite creepy when you're watching that because sometimes it's some quite quiet bits. I think it really builds the suspense and keeps the suspense going. And I think the fact that, as you said, you were getting frustrated with Jamie Lee Curtis throughout her character, so was I. You think, why did you do that? Why did you not do this? But it keeps it going. I think it keeps you on the edge of your seat. So it balances that frustration with the, oh, what's he going to do next? And, oh, no, the hands over the eyes kind of thing. And even with audio description, it really brings that out as well.
Yeah, so for the audio description, how did they kind of build suspense when there are not exactly jump scares, but there are bits where you don't expect to see the villain pop up and then he does and he disappears?
Well, that's the thing about audio description is you mentioned the jump scare bit. So when you're watching something with audio description, generally it will tell you what's about to happen if it's something like that, because the scare bit's instant, it's fast. Once it's done, it's gone. So describing what's happening is too late. So you do get a bit of a heads up on what some of the scares are going to be, not all of them. But Halloween has a lot of quiet parts in it, a lot of atmospheric music playing, so there's a lot of audio description in it. It was an American AD, and I think I've said before that the American style tends to be a little, not less descriptive, but UK audio description will go into things more. So despite that, it was still a really good watch. And I watched this when I had sight before, so I knew what was coming up. But it was interesting with the AD, and I did feel that I got everything from it. If I hadn't seen this film before, and I was only getting this with audio description for the very first time, I would be quite pleased that I was getting all the info that was needed, because there's so much time for them to tell you the story. And what I loved about it was the Michael Myers character, when he's walking about, and this is set on Halloween night, so his kids all run about with Halloween costumes on and things like that. So he kind of fits in. But they never refer to him, or rarely they refer to him by name. They always call him the Shape when he has this kind of boiler suit and mask on. So he's only known as the Shape. And that adds a bit of sort of creepiness, almost like dehumanizes him a little bit, which isn't a difficult thing to do with the things that he does in the film, but it dehumanizes him straight away by just referring to him as the Shape, as he's this unhuman kind of body that wanders around causing terror and mayhem in the streets. But the audio description really does lend itself to it, and it is very descriptive about the attacks. It's very descriptive about what's going on. So I would say, yeah, if you're watching it for the first time with AD, you will get as much as someone who's sighted watching it for the first time.
Tommy glances in Lindsay's direction. Her eyes are glued to the TV. He sneaks off the couch. He tiptoes to the window and hides behind the curtain. Tommy turns toward the window and gazes out. The Shape carries Annie's limp body to the front porch and inside. Tommy backs away from the window and runs into Lindsay.
TV and send you to bed.
Nobody believes me.
Out of 5 jack-o'-lanterns, what would you give the original Halloween?
I would give it 4.5 because I'm a big Jamie Lee Curtis fan. I think she's a great actress. That was my kind of introduction to that style. You know, I had watched the Hammer films when I was a kid, but that kind of takes it beyond the next stage even. That was one of the first really gory films that I watched. So I would have to give it that, because it is suspenseful. It can be a bit frustrating as well. And the audio description really works with this film, but don't watch it alone.
I actually did watch it alone.
Did you? Oh, wow.
I didn't find it that gory, which I thought was interesting. I think it's more, there is some graphic violence, but in comparison to like modern body horror, it's not, you know what's happening, and the scenes are long, but you don't actually see loads of like blood and guts. It's not, yeah, I think it's more tame in that regard than modern slasher films that I've seen, but the tension and the storytelling is really good, and it definitely keeps you engaged.
1978, you know, that was kind of not groundbreaking, but you didn't get many films like that, so I suppose that was probably when it was probably most shocking to audiences, I think. And yeah, I agree. Yeah, you will see, you know, a lot more gore in films at the moment. And sometimes I think films that rely on gore and all that kind of thing too much just lose it. Because for me, it's more about the suspense, the fright, rather than the blood and guts. 4.5 from me. What about you?
I think I'd go for 4. 3.75 jack-o'-lanterns, if I can. I think some of it is just because I respect the history, and I can see it definitely worth watching, but I think it's a bit challenging in a good way for someone who's seen more modern horror films, because you have to settle into the suspense and the slower pace until it really amps up at the end. Well, thank you so much, Alan Russell, for joining me once again for a Halloween film review. We will be back in the future with more reviews, but for now, happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!